You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Through in the photograph and, you know, maybe resist holding back and just carrying it a little bit more forward.
Okay, well, we're going to go to our real quick break. This is a very short break, and in fact, we only have Laura Petrick here in studio till 4:30. So you can see I've got a lot of questions. I actually really want to do this with my photograph. So I'm going to take you to break. We'll be right back. Talented People, I'm Jeannie Murphy with Laura Petrick, professional photographer, New Jersey. Stand by.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Welcome back to the show. It's already 4:20 on Wednesday, December 9th. We're talking to Laura Petrick. I'm Jeannie Murphy, and we're talking about professional photography and how, you know, in this day and age, you know, the social media world is all about looking at your face. You've got a photograph out there, the professional image that you project. Everything is so important. Sometimes people leave behind a photo that's an old photo. When someone meets them, they're totally disenchanted. It's like, that's not you. Right. And then also you get this weird thing. At least I do. And I have the same problem, by the way. My photo is about 5 years old now. And when people meet me, I don't look the same way anymore. So to me, I would be, you know, disappointed in a way if I were meeting me. Mm-hmm. But I know when I meet people, if I think that they think they look like a photo that they don't look like anymore, I think that there's something wrong with them. You know what I mean? Right. So it's like, okay, you got to keep your photos current. It's almost like you have to keep your resume current. You have to keep your LinkedIn profile, everything that you do. If you're on Twitter, you have 40 characters. You got to be up to date on that. You have to have your bios right. Your photo is just, if not more important. So that's why you're here today, because I'm really interested in this. You have two events coming up. And I'm coming to the one at the Old York Cellars. It's mm-hmm. right around the corner from my house. Great. I love the winery. Everybody knows that. So that's the 14th of December. And the other one is what date?
Actually, the winery is the 16th.
Okay, the winery is the 16th.
And the shoot in Plainsboro is on Monday the 14th.
Okay, now Laura, I know that our listeners know that they can get in touch with me at JeannieMurphyPR.com, mm-hmm. any easy way, however. And then what about if they want to sign up? Because you can get in touch with me and come through the Hunterdon Chamber offices, or you can just, you know, come to Talented People, Jeannie Murphy. But if they want to get to you to sign up, where is the best place to go?
Probably just call me directly.
Okay.
Or
can we have a number?
Sure. 609-865-6506. Or you can email me at laura@pedrickphoto.com.
Okay, great. Okay, so now we have about 8 minutes before we go to break. And I wanted to ask you about if you are out there and you're considering getting a photo, you need to, you know, meet Laura, because I know you do make people feel so comfortable in the room. And I love every the photos that you've done professionally stand for themselves. You can look at a whole array of your photographs for individuals, entrepreneurs, CEOs on your website. Mm-hmm. Can you give us a couple tips about what it is that, you know, a person can do if they're being photographed to make sure that they actually like what they see later?
Sure. One of the things that I do that not many photographers do is I really make an effort to not have this be a passive experience. So it's more of a collaboration. So we come together. Our goal is to get a really great shot for you. And so I'm open to hearing about what it is that makes you uncomfortable, certain angles. We work on it together. But what I bring to that client is 20 years of really understanding which angles are very flattering, just getting maybe some movement in the shot.
And what does that mean?
Well, you know, not sometimes just sitting on a stool and crossing one's hands over on their knee doesn't work for everybody. And that's kind of a classic pose. We may just have you stand up, walk towards me, turn around a little bit. We may even have a little fan going just to get a little bit of motion.
That's so cool.
And so it really, for each person, it's different. And it depends what their goals are. But most importantly, it's really a headshot for all that it's, you know, we talk about, it's important that it connect with our clients and people see authenticity. Honestly, I think the best one can hope for is that it's a photograph that the person themselves really loves and really connects Absolutely. With their own business, that they're happy with it.
Mm-hmm. I do think that is the most important part. At the end of the day, 'cause that means that if you like your picture, you're going to want to share it and sell mm-hmm. it rather than hide it. But I do think it's important what you were talking about. It's like there are different types of purposes for those types of photographs, like mm-hmm. when you're talking about, and I'm only while you're talking thinking about like the clientele and what the purposes are. As an example, someone who's asked to speak at a national conference and their photograph should be that, you know, traditional, perhaps, I don't even know, you know, mm-hmm. but like when you were saying about how, you know, you can get the feel of the person, and then if you understand where it's going to be, mm-hmm. then there's a lot of things to put in place again, like back to your photojournalism in a way, where that you're making the decisions as a professional right. as to what this is going to look like later in the purposes that it's intended for.
Yeah. Oh, that's great, Jeannie. You know? That's exactly.
Yeah. So there are people mm-hmm. who are invited to events and to speak and do stuff that they don't even realize they need a professional photograph mm-hmm. till it's too late. It doesn't take long. How long is a turnaround normally for you?
You mean for a session?
If you mean if someone was listening and said, you know what, I forgot that I am presenting to the, you know, mm-hmm. Rotary next week and I wanted to have this handout, you know, professionally done. Oh, how long does it take?
It's really quick, and I'm sure that has everything to do with my background is working for a daily deadline newspaper. So I really and there's another reason for that. When I've shot something that day, I don't care what it is, I'm still really excited about it, and I tend to go home and immediately address that particular project and get it off my desktop.
Awesome. So I love hearing that, because I think a lot of people can relate mm-hmm. to that. You know what I mean? Totally. You're yeah. right. You were just there and you want to go home and, you know, put the bells and whistles on and make it all yeah. good, because you were there with that soul that day.
Yeah, it feels very current, and I'm still sort of in that moment and very very much want to package it and get it off to the client. And I'm excited, and I want them to share that excitement, and it just works out.
So how long? Just a couple days, right?
Yeah. For this project, I think I've said for everyone who comes in, I'll have everything delivered by the 21st.
That's amazing, by the way. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You have like a guarantee.
I do.
Like 7 days or something. Kind of, you know, that's
yeah.
awesome.
Full refund if nobody yeah. gets their images back by the 21st. And actually, if they need it sooner, we can work something out.
So, mm-hmm. okay. Let's think about the types. There's the professional, because also, mm-hmm. dated CEO pictures make me crazy. You know what I mean?
Did you say dating CEO?
Dated.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like yeah. when you're looking and you think that the companies run. Now you look at Google and, you know, mm-hmm. offices and how they run. They're not run the same old way. Certain places have to portray a look of traditionalism, banking, so on. But, you know, you need to shake it up a little bit and look normal, you know. So anyway, and that's important, I think, too, is a lot of the styles have changed in photography over the years, right?
It doesn't take long for something to look dated. Mm-hmm. It's really interesting. Mm-hmm. I mean, 2-3 years, it looks very whatever that era was.
If you think about pictures of the 70s. Mm-hmm. And, you know, pictures now, you know what I mean? Like, I was watching something. I was telling my kids to watch a movie the other night, and I swear to God, you could see it in the video, right? It was such a different world. Right. And in photographs that come that way. So you have to stay updated.
Yeah.
So you've got professional photographs for executives. And then what other offerings do you have? Like, what's another type of person out there that you want to remind? Is it a holiday photo of the family or...
Okay, you mean for this particular session coming up?
Just in general for your services.
Honestly, it could be anybody. I mean, the people who are coming out in these two events are all folks from all different fields. Mm-hmm. We have actually an office of 5 attorneys that are coming in. They're all getting their portraits done. I'm having a couple people who are in the healing arts industry and even having a couple musicians coming in,
sure.
We're bringing their instruments
because
they really need
so
a portrait.
Fun.
So we're going to try and give everybody the look that's really appropriate for their particular business.
What they do in the world.
Yeah. So, and this situation is a little bit different than how I usually shoot something. Ideally, I would prefer to go on location. Mm-hmm. To where that person works.
Oh, that's interesting.
And who they are. And it's in their space. Mm-hmm. And it gives them the opportunity to just change into different outfits. And we get more out of an hour. Those are sessions that are really popular. And
you still have those. Yeah. So it's just a matter of if you want those services, then get in touch with Laura Petrick.
Yes.
And then if you wanted to take advantage of the special opportunity and go, you know, over quickly because you've got, you know, maybe the holidays on your mind or you want to update for 2016 New Year's resolution, always a good thing, you know, do something good for yourself and update your photograph.
Yeah. One of the things we were talking about, really just sort of owning your photo and for it to be authentic. Mm-hmm. So as part of what I do, and this is something I can't do as a photojournalist in newspaper, is do a little bit of retouching, but I do it very subtly. I don't use any software there are a lot of softwares out there right now that will just kind of do this paintbrush and really alter the way the person looks. Mm-hmm. So, and to me, that really comes through in the photograph. I think it looks very fake and not authentic.
You can see through it. Right. Well, that's what you're the professional, so that's what you can see.
But having said that, I do tweak it a little bit, but you know, nothing that makeup wouldn't have done on its own. Mm-hmm. But I think having that little bit of artwork can really make someone feel a little better.
Absolutely.
It helps.
Yeah. It's nice to know that you do that.
Mm-hmm.
So what about anything else you want to tell everybody?
Oh my goodness. Well, let me ask you, what struggles have you gone through when you've had your picture taken? Is there something that has kept you from?
Well, I think the biggest thing that probably has happened more than once, I don't like posing.
Mm-hmm.
Posing and posing pictures where I'm posed, I can't handle that. I just look over, I'm like, oh my God, that's not how I am. You know what I mean? So if I were with you, when I'm with you, I don't want to pose, you know? I want you to just know me and say, don't pose or something. But when I have been photographed before, I've been posing and I've been asked to pose. And then later I look at it and I'm like,
it
just doesn't work. I don't feel like that person I'm looking at in the picture, regardless of how much weight I am at the time or anything else. It doesn't even matter. I love anyone who wants to fix me up. You know, if you've got, you know, because the ability to make you look better, great, but it just doesn't come across right.
Right.
It's
so
like using like a different type of language when you speak English.
So that's where the collaboration really is important. To just tell somebody to put their body in a certain position and do this, do that. Mm-hmm. It's not natural. It feels controlled, and it's really hard to demand a natural expression. So, like I said, we work together. Mm-hmm. We have different.
I love what you were saying about the fan and like looking out the window. I saw
just trying walking.
One person, I can honestly say, and all I do is live on the internet world, right?
Mm-hmm.
I can only remember one time where I was like surfing through the world and happened to stumble across this one photograph of this one person. And it was like, wow. Mm-hmm. You know, he had gotten a photograph taken and I don't know who took it or whatever. All I know is that it was not like anything else, you know,
mm-hmm.
and it, you could tell it was like that person. It just fit him.
Right.
And so to me, that was something that was of great talent, you know,
and, okay.
And that's what I would want is something that just exudes more of whatever scatterbrained person I am in a photograph that makes me look like I'm not scatterbrained, like as much as, you know, I get called that all the time. So,
well, I mean, being able to photograph somebody in their home environment is always much more ideal. They're going to be more comfortable. They're going to be more props. They're pets, and you know, that we can
use, so cool.
You know, grab your dog,
yeah.
include them in the shot. All of those factors really can make a big difference.
Yeah.
But that's not always the case. And sometimes you have to be photographed in a formal setting. So within that setting, we still work together and say, well, let's try. And I do try and give it some mobility and mm-hmm. some space.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I'll have I'll have light set up and a backdrop, but we also have some natural light options.
Mm-hmm.
Some window light, and it really just, if the person's up for it and open-minded and we work together, we'll really come up with a pretty dynamic selection of photos within 10 minutes.
I've looked at so many of your photos. So when I say that about the one person I happened to stumble across, it's only because the one person was so unusual in the first place, but mm-hmm. it was like whoever was working with that person did a great job. Could have been you, by the way. But, you know, it is interesting. And I do also want to mention that I know people out there listening, we see when you have 10 pictures of 10 people next to each other, you know, what is it about that one or two pictures that just looks so much better than the other? And I think it's the personality, the artist capturing that personality more than just taking a photo. I mean, I just think so.
It is a person, but sometimes it's really the timing. You know, a lot of the best expressions are in between expressions.
Oh, really? What's not, that about? That's
well,
interesting.
It's not so much about surprising them or, you know, catching them off guard, but sometimes it's more subtle. You know, sometimes it's being able to pick up on that look in that split second too.
Well, it's kind of funny when I relate that to for our audience, if they don't know exactly what you're saying, is that sometimes when we're doing the television show, and we'll be doing, you know, being video, video filmed or whatever. And then at the end of the day, when we go back to the footage later, it's when we were just talking off the camera.
Right.
And just like those are the photographs and the pictures. And by the way, we need to get one of those before, you know, that end up being so great. So for you, I can imagine that's the same kind of thing.
Kind of my secret. So, you know, in some ways there's a big setup and the setup is the shoot, mm-hmm. quote unquote, the shoot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I would tell you 9 times out of 10, the best shots are when I've said, okay, we're good. And everybody's just kind of breathing and just letting out all of those little,
right, because then you're not posing.
Right, and
then
I'm still.
They don't even realize.
And I get
it.
A couple quick
that's
grabs.
That's what
and those
I like.
Really
I
sweet.
Like that. No, oh, that's so cute. Yeah, I love it. Okay. So, yeah, continue on. It's very interesting.
Yeah, so it's really about, again, working with the person. And that's why I'm also just really excited about working at the Vineyard. I think that'll just open up some possibilities. And, you know, in terms of what to bring with you when you come, you know, people ask me all the time, what do you wear? What should I wear? The best thing you could do is wear something that you know you feel really good in,
mm-hmm.
for one thing.
Mm-hmm.
I tell people to stay away from white, although it's not that I can't work with white.
What is it about the whites?
It just tends to, with detail, you lose detail. And if you're using it as a headshot, you think about the size of the headshot, it's very small. And mm-hmm. so that really kind of gets lost.
Mm-hmm.
You want to be able to define the edges a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, just something that has a little bit of color in it. Nothing too crazy, bold pattern. Don't forget jewelry. You know, don't forget to think about that.
Tell us about that. What kind of jewelry works?
Well, whatever. Again, don't overdo it. Nothing too big and ostentatious. Maybe something a little bit more subtle. But you can bring some choices. Bring maybe a couple scarves, and you can switch it up a little bit.
So the events that you're doing on the 14th and the 16th, how long are they each? An hour? Is it an hour?
No, this is a straightforward headshot session. So we're talking like 15 minutes.
Oh, good. So you could just go in, get the photograph, have it in a week, and you get 20.
Yes. And so, I mean, for a lot of people, that's a sigh of relief because even though I'd love to have an hour with you, most people that's like worse than a root canal.
Exactly.
I mean, that's just horrifying. So,
I was going to say, I don't even know, even this radio show, you know, sometimes we have an hour long, we talk to guests and it's a long hour. There's rehearsed kind of things that we go through, and then there's just off the cuff conversations that are so much better, and they can be much shorter.
Right.
And there's less pretending or acting or anything. I hate scripting. I hate it even with the TV show. Like when people come in, they're like, "Okay, here's my 15 pages to start reading." I'm like, "No, I would rather just talk to you. I don't even care if we don't, you know, could get everything, but we can get it done later." But that makes sense to me. The shorter the better with photographs.
But I will say that since it's going to be a little spontaneous too. I mean, some folks are having such a great time and they can't stop and we're getting some great material and we may go a little over. For others, really, we may get exactly what they need within 10 minutes. And the other thing is I really do, as part of that collaborative process, I show my client what we've gotten so far. So they have and which is really useful to them because they see the process.
So you can do that as you're going?
Yeah, as we're going.
Oh,
and
that's
see what's working, what's not. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's very much an aha moment of, "Oh, okay, I see what you're saying. Let me try this." Mm-hmm. And then it's kind of at that moment they really bring to the session sort of their own direction.
Yeah.
And then it really takes off and then we really get what we need. And again, you know, I mentioned Julie, my makeup artist. I think having makeup, you asked me that before.
Yeah. I want to know who is Julie.
She is Julie Heenan. She's this lovely young woman. She's just an artist and she'll do whatever you want with the look that you're hoping to have. And, but having makeup also just really helps you kind of rise to the occasion and take it to another level. So just thought I would provide that there.
No, I think it's fantastic. Well, for one, you know, it really is great having you here. And I want to ask you if there's anything else you want to share with everybody, because we're already at 4:41. We're going to go to a break real quick.
No.
No? Nothing else?
Nothing comes to mind.
I'm sure everybody out there has been interested in the conversation. For one, again, we're talking with Laura Petrick of Central New Jersey here. What's your website again?
It's pedrickphoto.com.
And that's
P-E-D as in David, R-I-C-K, and then photo.com.
I think the first time I talked to you, it was like Hurricane Sandy or the year before or something. And like, that was how long ago it was. And I remember,
oh my gosh,
remembering the name, how to spell it. Sorry about that.
Well, you know what? There's a Laura Petrie is from the Mary Tyler Moore Show.
Isn't that the funniest thing? Yeah. Oh gosh. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
All right. Well, this is 4:41. And I want to thank everybody out there for listening again. If you're interested, Laura is going to be at Old York Cellars Vineyard on the 16th of December. And she's also going to be at the Speaking That Connects building, which is over in Plainsboro, New Jersey, on the 14th. And it's going to start around 9 in the morning at both places.
Yes.
And you can register, but you just have to reach out and let everybody know that you're coming. So that way they'll be, you know, planning for you. And that is to get in contact with Laura directly. What's the phone number again?
609-865-6506. Or you can email me at laura@pedrickphoto.com.
And she's just such a wonderful person. So let me just say on behalf of the show here, and thank you for being here. You know, I really think it's important to have your photographs taken and up to date, especially if you're a professional business, if you own it yourself or if you work for one, and no matter what level you're at, it's you know, really important. But it's also really important that you like the people that you work with and that you trust them and that, you know, you that they're credible and that, you know, there's just something good about them that's going out to the universe. And that's the way I felt about you from the first day I met you. And I just want you to know Laura's that kind of person. So if you're looking to do any kind of professional photography in the next year, just reach out. You can always call on us here at the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce for direction on how to get in touch with her. If it's a, you know, 6 weeks from now or a year from now, you just reach out and we can put you in touch with Laura. Thank you again, Laura, for being
thank
here.
You, Jeannie.
Happy holidays.
Same to you.
We'll be back next week on Talented People. We hope you have a great week and enjoy the shows today.
A college education, you don't have to go into debt before you even begin.
The actual price of a college education today could cost more than $200,000. Even if you don't qualify for financial need-based assistance, Premier College Funding can help you and your family cut college costs and find efficient ways to pay for college.
Call 908-788-3799 for a free consultation or visit us online at premiercollegefundingllc.com. Getting a college degree doesn't have to break the bank.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Today we're here to introduce and talk about the Santa Choice Awards and the Mariah Foundation.
The Santa Choice Awards program represents and evaluates over 23 different categories of products, from pets, family, as you expect, toys and games, all the way out to apparel, jewelry, just for men, perfect gifts. And our award program actually was designed to be a destination where anyone in the family can go to find the best gifts for Christmas. Mm-hmm. So why don't you tell about the process?
Well, it's almost like a Consumer Reports website where whoever the manufacturer will submit their product and they will submit four samples. So two will go out to independent reviewers and one will stay in-house for our executive review team, which we have a really amazing board of people that are all parenting, international parenting experts. So we're very excited about it. And then the other one will go to the Mariah Foundation, which is a charity, 501(c) pending organization that is going to distribute all of these products to underprivileged children and families.
during the holidays and otherwise during the year. Mm-hmm. So we're asking you to take a look at this image and to look for it on the products that you buy for the holiday season.
Yeah, if you see this seal, Santa Choice award-winning seal on the product, then you know that it's been tested and approved by Santa.
Can't ask for more than that.
That's good.
This is USA Radio News. I'm Melody Burkett. FBI Director James Comey says the San Bernardino attacks represent a new phase in the battle against terrorism.
Homegrown violent extremists, the radicalizing in place in order to kill innocent people on behalf of a foreign terrorist organization, to claim a foreign terrorist organization and try to give it credit for acts of violence.
In a Senate hearing, Comey said the attacks involved two self-radicalized people who were inspired by international terrorist organizations. Comey says investigators are working hard to determine how long they had been plotting their homegrown attack. An education reform bill is headed to the White House after clearing the Senate. The bipartisan measure replaces the No Child Left Behind Act and is expected to be signed by President Obama. The measure reduces the federal government's role in overseeing public education and returns more authorities to states and local school districts. This is USA Radio News. I'm Melody Burkett.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. Own small business. No time. Holidays busy. Pack stuff. Ship stuff. Help.
Well, at Staples, our UPS shipping center is open 7 days a week with the same carrier rates and all the shipping supplies you need, so you can relax.
I'm relaxed. Loosened up. Tension gone.
Takes time to adjust.
Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything every day, including shipping and packing supplies. Ship more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, or coupons. See Staples.com for details.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. There's still time to save big for the holiday season. Check a few names off your list with gift selections for your friends and family, like home decor and jewelry, toys, and gift baskets with new items arriving this week. Plus, we have plenty of gift cards for all. So hitch up the sleigh and head to Sam's Club or samsclub.com because holiday shopping just got a little bit simpler. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel is explaining why he apologized for the 2014 police shooting of a black teen.
The apology was also for the beginning, not just of what happened, but the beginning of the process of healing, because there's one thing to fix it, and there's also another thing to address the healing that the city needs to go through.
Speaking to reporters, Emanuel said he was apologizing for the loss of Laquan McDonald's life and the breakdown in a system that was supposed to protect life. Earlier, Emanuel addressed the city council and accepted responsibility for the handling of McDonald's shooting. Meanwhile, protesters are out on the streets of Chicago demanding his resignation. The Baltimore police officer on trial in connection with the in-custody death of Freddie Ray is taking the stand in his own defense. William Porter testified he did not seek immediate medical attention for Gray because he said Gray was unable to tell him why he needed help. When asked why he didn't seatbelt Gray in the police van, Porter said it's a very cramped space and his gun would have been exposed, adding no one gets belted. This is USA Radio News. I'm Melody Burkett.
Any Tom, Dick, or Harry can tell you that Geico could save you money on car insurance. But since money talks, why not go straight to the source?
Hey, Harry's Money here. And the day Harry went to Geico.com and switched his car insurance was the day I got to hang around. Finally, boys bonding, bada bing, bada boom. No wonder Geico has 97% customer satisfaction. Personally, I give him 100, but that's just my 2 cents. That was funny.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Donald Trump is facing heat from all sides following his proposal to keep Muslims out of the U.S., Tammy Rose reports.
Democrats, activists, and his fellow Republicans are telling Trump his comments were wrong. But what do Trump's supporters think?
I think that he is pretty much trying to protect the American people. Muslims should not be considered the only people to be concentrated on.
We need to make sure that the people here are safe. And until we can figure out who is allowed into the country and coming in, and if we don't know who they are, then we need some sort of protection.
Trump himself is not backing down from his comments. He also dangled the idea of a third-party run for president on Twitter Tuesday. I'm Tammy Rose.
Heavy rain is bringing more flooding to parts of the Pacific Northwest today. The National Weather Service says a series of storms will dump more rain on the region, with snow developing at the higher elevations in the Cascades and Northern Rockies. Flood watches and warnings are in effect for many areas, along with high wind advisories. Major League Baseball is issuing new safety net guidelines for teams. MLB recommends clubs have protective netting between the dugouts for any field-level seats within 70 feet of home plate. Baseball is looking to increase safety at stadiums around the league after a series of fan injuries last season from foul balls and broken bats. We're on the web at westernjournalism.com. I'm Melody Burkett.